诗篇九十一篇第一节。
Psalm 91 verse 1。
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty。
我再读一次，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
I'll read again. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
当我在思想在过去三个礼拜当中我们所经过的事。
When I was considering what we experienced in the past 3 weeks.
我就想到这一节圣经。
And I remembered this verse.
我觉得这一节圣经是在能够描写我们的经历。
I truly felt that this verse can describe my experiences.
好像在过去三个礼拜的里面，我们的确是在全能者的荫下。
In the past 3 weeks, we are truly dwelling in the shelter of the Most High.
并不是说我们从前没有住在全能者的荫下。
It doesn't mean that I did not dwell in the shadow of the Most High formerly.
是在过去三个礼拜的里面，对于这一件事有更深的体会。
But truly, in the past 3 weeks, I have a deeper understanding of this fact.
当我思想这三个礼拜的时候，我就想到刚才我们唱的那首诗歌。
When I was considering the past 3 weeks, I remembered this hymn that we just sang.
这首诗歌说有一个圣手来扶庇我们。
The hymn tells us that His holy hand covers us.
我思想的时候，我觉得过去三个礼拜，我是活在这个圣手的扶庇的之下。
And as I remember the past 3 weeks, I felt that I am living under the covering of this holy hand.
事情是从8月30号那天开始。
The things happened on August 30th.
那8月30号那天，我的姊妹呢，就非常的觉得肚子痛。
And August 30th, my wife felt a sharp pain in her stomach.
她觉得是胃痛。
She thought she had a stomach ache.
但是那个痛是非常非常的痛。
But the pain was very sharp.
她说呢，那个痛呢，要比生产呢还要痛的。
She said that it was more painful than childbearing.
然后就送到急诊的地方。
So we sent her to the emergency room.
在当天就诊断出来她是胆结石。
The same day the doctor diagnosed that she had gallstone.
不但是胆结石，并且那个胆结石在胆管的里面。
Not only she had gallstone, but also the stone has moved into the tube.
因此当时就知道她一定需要开刀。
So at that time we knew that she must have an operation.
但是当时候还没有决定要怎么样开刀。
At that time, the doctor had not decided how the operation should take place.
那天是一个星期五。
That was a Friday.
到第二天的时候，就经过两个医生的诊断。
On the next day, two doctors came to examine.
一个是外科医生，一个是肠胃科的医生。
One was a
surgeon,
and another was a internist.Gastrointestinal.
然后他们的决定就是要先做一个肠胃科的手术。
Their decision was that she must endure a
first.
She must first have an endoscopy.
Yeah.
An endoscopy.
然后呢，如果第一个手术成功的话，第二个手术就比较容易。
If the first operation was successful, then the second one would be easier.
因此在礼拜天的时候，就早上就动了头一个手术。
So on Sunday morning, she had her first operation.
那第一个手术是失败的。
Yet, the first operation did not succeed.
因此第二个手术就是比较大一点的手术。
So the second operation will have to be a greater one.
然后第二个手术是在礼拜一。
The following Monday, we had a second operation.
就是劳工节。
That was Labor Day.
所以在劳工节呢，早上就动了第二个手术。
On Labor Day, she had a second operation.
然后在那一个礼拜的礼拜六早上出院。
And the following Saturday, she left the hospital.
然后到今天是三个礼拜。
Up to today, it's been 3 weeks.
这三个礼拜的里面，当我思想的时候，我觉得我们是住在全能者的印象。
In these 3 weeks, when I remember everything we experienced, I know that we are living under the shadow of God.
我感觉有一个圣手在覆庇着我们。
I can feel the holy hand covering us.
我们没有一个人知道我的太太的胆囊里面有石头。
None of us knew that she has stone in her gallbladder.
但是有一位知道。
But there is one who knew.
我们的神知道我的姊妹里面有石头。
My God knows that my wife has a stones in her gall.
因此他从很久以前就已经为我们预备这一次动手术的时间。
So since a long time, he has been preparing us for this experience.
在今年年初的时候，我就觉得应该要请我的母亲到休斯顿来。
Early on this year, I feel that I need to invite my mother to Houston.
所以我打了好几次的电话。
So I call her many times.
但是我母亲不太想来。
But my mother doesn't want to come.
但是后来呢，她还是决定了就是来休斯顿。
Later on, she decided she will come to Houston.
结果她就在七月初的时候来到了休斯顿。
And then she came to Houston in the beginning of July.
然后一直到八月底。
And she was going to stay until the end of August.
原来准备九月初就要回去。
She planned on going back at the beginning of September.
从七月初一直到八月底。
From July, early July to the end of August.
到这一段时间小孩子对奶奶都已经非常熟悉了。
After these 2 months, the children are very familiar with their grandmother.
因为这个时候就是可以动手术的时候。
And now it comes to be the proper time to have operation.
如果时间很早的时候。
If this happened any earlier.
那就是奶奶在的时候。
Even if my mother is here.
孩子跟奶奶还不熟悉。
The children would not be very familiar with their grandmother.
我的最小的孩子从来没有见过奶奶。
Because my youngest one have never met his grandmother.
神所定的时间就是最好的时间。
But the time which God has determined is the best time.
经过了辛苦两个月的时间。
After 2 months of time.
孩子跟奶奶已经非常的熟悉了。
The children are very familiar with their grandmother.
这个时候就是动手术的时间。
And now is the good time for the operation.
这一次发病是在那个礼拜五。
This time when we discovered the illness, it was on a Friday.
那个礼拜五是我不上班的那一个礼拜五。
That Friday was the day that I had a day off.
我两个礼拜有一个礼拜五我不需要上班。
Every other Friday, I will have the Friday off.
而他出事的那一天是我不上班的那个礼拜五。
And the illness happened on the Friday that I did not have to go to work.
那一个周末是一个长的周末。
That weekend was a long weekend.
有四天的假。
We had 4 days holiday.
她出事在那长周末的头一天。
And her illness happened on the first day of the holiday.
是不是神所安排的一个时间？
Is it not that God has determined this time?
她开刀的时间是在劳动节那一天。
The operation took place on the day of Labor Day.
如果一个人要安排一个手术的话，不可能安排到劳动节那一天。
If you want to plan an operation, you would never plan it on a Labor Day.
但因为是一个紧急的情况，结果在劳动节那一天动了手术。
But because it was an emergency case, she had operation on Labor Day.
她出院的时候是在礼拜六。
She left the hospital on a Saturday.
不是礼拜五。
Not a Friday.
因为那个礼拜五我要上班。
Because that Friday I have to go to work.
所以她在礼拜六出院。
So she left the hospital Saturday.
她进医院的时候是一个周末的开始。
She went into the hospital in the beginning of a weekend.
她出院的时候也是一个周末的开始。
And when she left the hospital, it was also during a weekend.
这实在是神的安排。
This is truly God's arrangement.
神知道她需要动这个手术。
God knew that she needed this operation.
虽然我们一点都不晓得。
Although we have no knowledge of it.
神知道什么时候她应该动这个手术。
But God knew when was the best time for her to have the operation.
因此神就安排了这样一个情形。
Therefore, God has planned this situation.
从知道有病。
Since the knowledge of this illness.
到诊断。
To diagnosis.
到开刀。
And to operation.
到出院。
To discharging from the hospital.
在七天的时间全部完成。
It was all done in 7 days.
我们如果思想另外的可能性，
If we consider other possibilities,
如果不是在这样的一个情况之下，
If things didn't happen in this situation,
从知道有病，
from knowing this illness,
一直到开刀恢复，
to operation and to recovery,
可能拖一个很长的时间。
It will probably be much longer.
主知道对我们那是不合适。
And the Lord knows it is not proper for our family.
因此感谢神。
Therefore we thank the Lord.
就算在这样的一件事情。
Even in this incident.
我们实在看见住在至高者隐秘处的。
We know that he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
必住在全能者的荫下。
Will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
今天早上我想与弟兄姊妹交通几点。
This morning I would like to share several points with you.
这几点乃是在这一次的过程里面我所思想到的几件事。
These are the things that I have considered during this past 3 weeks.
我们先看一处圣经。
Let's turn to a scripture.
以弗所书第五章第三十节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30.
以弗所书第五章第三十节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse
30. 这是一节很短的一节经文。
This is a very short verse.
他说，因我们是他身上的肢体。
It says, because we are members of his body.
因我们是他身上的肢体。
Because we are members of his body.
这实在是一节非常美丽的圣经。
This is a beautiful verse.
他说我们是基督身上的一个肢体。
He says that we are a member of the body of Christ.
我们每一个人都是基督身上的肢体。
Every one of us is a member of his body.
不管我们是不是刚刚得救。
Maybe we are just saved.
或者我们对主的认识并不是很多。
Maybe we do not have great knowledge of him.
或者我们在神的道路上走的路不算长久。
Maybe we have not taken a longer walk with him.
甚至我们对主的心意并不完全认识。
Maybe we do not even know his will perfectly.
但是我们仍然是他身上的肢体。
Yet we're still a member of his body.
每一位弟兄姊妹，我们都是神身上的肢体。
Everyone's sisters here is a member of his body.
你知道这个胆囊啊，这个胆是一个身上一个肢体。
You know that gallbladder is a member of our body.
而这个胆啊，是一个很小很小的肢体。
And it's a very, very small member.
我从前不知道胆在哪里。
I did not even know where the gallbladder exists in my body.
因为这一次的关系，我特别去打开那个图画来找一找胆在什么地方。
But because of this experience we had, I looked into the books to find where the gall is in our body.
我发现那个胆啊，大概只有鸡蛋那么大。
I found out that the gall is only about the size of a small egg.
那个胆呢是在肝的下面。
It is right underneath the liver.
肝是很大的一个器官。
Liver is a big member.
那个差不多啊，差不多像你身体那么宽。
It's about as wide as your body.
但是那个胆非常非常的小。
But the gall is small.
我想许多人也像我一样，不知道胆在哪里。
I'm sure many of you are like me that I do not know where the gall is in the body.
不但你不知道胆在哪里，你也不知道胆的功用是什么。
Not only that you do not know where it is, but also you do not know the function.
不但不知道胆的功用在哪里，当我姊妹那个胆痛的时候，她说她是胃痛。
We do not know the function of the gall, and sometimes we mistaken as a stomach ache.
甚至到那个器官在痛的时候呢，我们都不知道是它在痛。
Even when the member is in pain, we do not know that it's that member.
我们认为是胃痛。
We thought it was another part.
因为胃是一个大的一个器官。
Because the stomach is a larger member.
我们常常知道这个胃。
We know very well about our stomach.
但是我们却不知道什么是胆。
Yet we do not know what is a gall.
虽然这个器官是这样的渺小。
Although this member is so small.
但是当它有问题的时候。
But when it has problems,
它所造成的那个痛是何等的大。
That the pain it creates is so severe.
当这个小小的器官有了问题的时候
，when this small member is having problem，
这整个人就扑倒下来。
The whole body falls down。
那个痛超过胃痛。
The pain exceeds a stomach ache。
这个痛也超过你的肠子的痛。
And the ache exceeds the ache in your intestine。
就让我思想到一件事。
And it causes me to think of one thing。
每一个弟兄姊妹都是那样的重要。
Every brother and sister is so important。
就是我们认为最小的一个弟兄。
Even the smallest brother that we think。
如果这个小的弟兄落在难处的里面。
If that small brother is in trouble。
整个身体就会受到亏损。
The whole body will be affected。
我记得有个弟兄讲过这样一件事。
I remember a brother mentioned this。
我相信你们也都听过。
Maybe you have heard this also。
他说如果你用一个榔头在钉钉子的时候。
He says, if you are hitting a nail with a hammer,
然后你不小心呢就打到了你的手指头。
And carelessly you hit your own thumb.
他说你的右手就会把那个榔头丢下去然后呢来服侍你的受伤的指头。
He says, your immediate reaction is throw away the hammer and your good hand will cover up the one that's in pain.
你的这只好的手就会来扶持你这个受伤的指头。
That good hand will come and support the thumb that is hurting.
在过去三个礼拜里面，我们的家庭就好像这个受伤的指头。
In the past 3 weeks, our family is like that hurting thumb.
我们就感觉有一只手把我们扶持起来。
We felt that there was a hand that supports our family.
这个手来得非常的快。
And the hand came quickly.
当这个指头受伤的时候，这个手来得非常的快。
When the thumb was hurt, the hand came quickly.
我们的经历就是这样。
And that was our experience.
当我们遇到这件事的时候
，When we encountered this thing,
这个手就很快就来了。
This helping hand came quickly.
这个手就把我们四围就围住了。
And the hand wrapped all around us.
就在过去三个礼拜，我们来是在这个手握着这个弓。这个情形之下度过。
And this is how we passed the last 3 weeks under the support of the hand.
弟兄姊妹做了许许多多的事情。
But my sister had done many things.
但是我觉得我不能在这里诉说出来。
That I do not have time to mention them one by one.
一方面是没有时间一一的诉说。
On one hand, I do not have time to mention them one by one.
另外一方面我觉得主要把这些事情都隐藏起来。
On the other hand, I feel that God wants to hide these things.
我相信主在他认为合适的时候会把这些事情显露出来。
In the proper time, God will disclose all these things.
但是我只能这样的说，我感觉我们实在觉得那只手在扶持我们。
All I can say is that we truly felt that helping hand.
发现当我们是那个软弱的肢体的时候
We discovered that when we are the weak member
而我们却是在一个身体的身上
Yet we belong to this body
这是何等的有
We are truly blessed
只等到有一天我们成为那个软弱的那个肢体
One day we will become the weak body
那个时候我们就发现我们连在这个身体是何等有福的一件事
Then we will know how blessed it is to be united in this body of Christ.
那天手术是本来早上七点钟就要开始。
That operation was going to take place at 7 o'clock in the morning.
应该是两个小时就会结束。
It should only last about 2 hours.
但是后来延迟了一点，所以到八点半才开始。
Later it was delayed until 8:30.
结果到九点多就有弟兄就打电话来问结果。
And about 9 o'clock, brothers start calling us to ask for the result.
但是那个时候我什么消息都没有。
At that time, I had no news for them.
然后一直等到十点还没有什么消息。
Even until 10 o'clock, I still do not have any news.
到了十一点还没有什么消息。
11 o'clock, I still did not have news.
这个时候我有一点着急。
At that time, I was a little bit anxious.
但是这个着急里面有一部分我是为着那个弟兄着急。
But that anxiousness, part of it was for the brothers.
因为我想 我在等这个外科手术的消息。
Because I know that I am waiting for the news from the doctors.
这里有一个弟兄要等我的消息。
And here is another brother waiting for my news.
我等不到的时候，我有一点着急。
When I cannot have that news, I was a little bit anxious.
这弟兄在等我的消息，他也会着急。
And same thing, the brother is also anxious.
所以这个着急的里面呢，有一部分乃是体会到这个弟兄的着急。
So the part of the anxiousness was for my brother.
所以我真是觉得我们好像是一个身体。
I truly feel that we are a body.
不是我一个人在等候这一件事。
It is not only I waiting for the news.
但是这个身体那是与我在一起。
But the whole body is with me.
在医院的那个礼拜里面
The week that we spend in the hospital.
有一件事是很重要的。
One thing was very important.
就是要能够让他吃东西。
That is allowing my wife to eat.
但是医院呢不能给她吃东西，除非她的气能够排出来。
The hospital will not give her any food until she passed her gas.
结果呢，一直到礼拜三那都没有排气。
Yet even until Wednesday, she has not yet passed the gas.
因为从礼拜五开始就不能吃东西。
She has not eaten since Friday.
所以直到礼拜三。这几天都没有吃东西。
Until Wednesday, she did not have any food.
到礼拜三的时候呢，她的肚子已经很饿了。
From Wednesday, she was already very hungry.
但是仍然不能吃东西。
Yet she still cannot eat.
所以就身体非常的软弱。
And she was very weak physically.
就在那天晚上，礼拜三晚上的时候。
And Wednesday night.
我们正在通电话。
We were making a phone call.
就在打电话的当中呢，她说通气了。
During the phone conversation, she told me that I have passed the gas.
我就看一下我的手表。
And I look at my watch.
8:45. 我知道那个时候就是教会祷告的时候。
I know that was the time when the church was praying.
教会就在礼拜三的时候是教会祷告的时候。
Because Wednesday night was the time the whole church gathered to pray.
当弟兄姊妹在那里祷告的时候
，As the brothers and sisters prayed，
这个所有不通的地方就通了。
All the clogged member becomes unclogged。
我们实在觉得何等的有福。
We truly felt blessed。
我们乃是他身上的肢体。
Because we are a member of his body。
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有这样的一个认识。
Brother and sister, we need to have this knowledge.
不但有这样的认识，我们需要有这样的经历。
Not only to have this knowledge, but have this experience.
当我们有这样的经历的时候，我们真是觉得喜乐。
After we have such experience, we truly joyful in our heart.
因为这实在是一个伟大的身体。
Because this is truly a great body.
我们能够成为身体的一部分，是非常的有福。
How blessed is that we can become a member of this body.
这是头一点我所思想的事。
This is the first thing that I have considered.
因为我们是他身上的肢体。
Because we are members of his body.
第二件事。
Second thing.
我们读哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。第十章第十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16.
这一节圣经是上一个主日王弟兄也读到的。
This is the passage which Brother Wang has shared with us last week.
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
Is not the cup of blessing which we bless partake the blood of Christ?Is not the bread which we break partaking in the body of Christ.
这里面我们中文里面所说的那个统领
Hear the word partake.
那个字在希腊原文叫 koinonia.
In the original Greek is koinonia.
这个字应该翻成交通
This word should be translated as partake or sharing. Fellowship.
对这个字英文应该是 fellowship.
The English word should be fellowship.
什么这个字原文到底是什么意思呢？
What is the original meaning of this word?
这个 koinonia 有两个意思。
The word koinonia has two meanings.
一个意思就是在哥林多前书第十章十六节这里面所用的。
One was appeared in 1 Corinthians 10:16.
意思就是领受。
Means to partake.
共同的领受。
To take together.
但是这只是它其中的一个意思。
But this is only a portion of its meaning.
这个 koinonia 还有另外一个意思。
The word koinonia has another meaning.
这个意思在罗马书第十五章。
And this appears in Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章第二十六节。
Romans 15, verse 26.
罗马书第十五章第二十六节。
Romans 15, verse 26.
因为马其顿和亚该亚人乐意凑出捐献给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人。
For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem.
这里面那个捐献。
And here's the word contribution.
那个字就是 koinonia.
That is also the word koinonia.
所以这个 koinonia 有两个意思。
So the word koinonia has two meanings.
一个意思是领受。
One is to partake.
一个意思是供给出来。
Another meaning is to contribute.
这叫做 koinonia.
That is the word koinonia.
这叫做交通。
That is the word for fellowship.
什么是交通？
What is fellowship?
一方面我们领受。
On one hand we receive.
一方面我们也供给。
On the other hand we also give.
在哥罗多前书第一章第十节那里说。
In 1 Corinthians 1 it says.
他说我们被呼召。
Since we have been called.
乃是有一个目的。
Because for one purpose,
这个目的就是要进入一个 koinonia.
The purpose is to enter into koinonia.
这个是 koinonia with Jesus Christ.
This is a koinonia with Jesus Christ.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们乃是被呼召出来。
We were called.
我们要在这里与神有交通。
We were called into fellowship with God.
与神的儿子有交通。
We are called into the fellowship with His Son.
我们从神的儿子那里得到。
From the Son of God, we receive.
另外一方面，神的儿子也能够从我们的身上来得着。
On the other hand, the Son of God can also receive from us.
这是交通。
This is fellowship.
我们常常忽略第二部分。
We often forget about the second part.
我们认为我们得救以后。
We felt that after we are saved,
我们乃是从神那里得到福分。
We receive blessings from God.
我们忘记了那个交通的里面，神也要从我们的身上得到。
We forgot in fellowship, God also needs to receive from us.
如果我们不能够有供应的话，
If we cannot contribute,
我们就没有活在交通的里面。
Then we are not living in fellowship.
你知道这个胆囊是在那个肝跟小肠的中间。
You know that the gallbladder is between the liver and the small intestine.
它从那个肝得到那个胆汁。
It receives supplies from nutrients from
bile.
It receives bile from
liver.
The liver.
不但是如此。他把胆汁再供应给小肠。
And then it supplies to the small intestine.
一方面，他从这个身体得着。
On one hand, he receives from the body.
另外一方面，他再把那个再供应给这个身体的里面。
And then it supplies to the rest of the body.
这叫 koinonia.
This is koinonia.
这个是交通。
This is fellowship.
我姊妹的问题出在哪里？
What is the problem with my wife?
不是他不能够得着。
It's not because she cannot receive.
他的胆能够从肝得着。
Her gallbladder was able to receive from the liver.
他的问题是他没有办法把胆汁输送到小肠去。
But her problem is she cannot give a supply to the small intestine.
因为在那个胆管里面有两颗石头。
Because in the tube there is two stones.
因此她能够接受。
So she can receive.
她不能够供应。
Yet she cannot give.
所以她不在那个 koinonia 的里面。
She's not living in the koinonia.
产生很大的痛苦。
and this created great pain.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在基督的身体身上就是这样。
Today, we're the same way in the body of Christ.
我们是一个肢体。
We are a member.
但是光是一个肢体我们还要有一些讲究。
But there is more to just being a member.
我们是不是活在 Koinonia 的当中
Are we living in Koinonia?
我们是不是从身体里面领受
Are we receiving from the body?
同时我们也供应这个身体
Are we also contribute to the body?
当我们活在这个 Koinonia 的当中的时候是非常的美丽
When we live in this Koinonia, then we are in a beautiful situation.
当我们不能够活在这个交通的当中的时候
Yet when we cannot live in fellowship
非常的痛
It is very painful
当这个胆失去了交通
When this gallbladder loses its fellowship
它就落在一个危险的当中
It's in a dangerous position
非常非常的危险
Very dangerous
当这个胆失去了交通
When the gallbladder loses its fellowship
它就非常的软弱
It becomes very weak.
当这个胆失去了交通
When the gallbladder loses fellowship,
它就失去了功用
It loses its function.
本来这个胆有功用的
Formerly, this gallbladder has function.
它能够把胆汁排到小肠的里面
It can give things to the small intestine.
但是因为失去了交通
But because it has lost fellowship,
它就失去了功用
It has lost its function.
弟兄姊妹你我是不是活在这个交通的里面
One sister, are you and I living in fellowship?
你是不是从这个身体里面得着
Have you received from this body?
更重要的你是不是供应这个身体
More importantly, are you also contribute to this body?
当我们不能够供应这个身体的时候
When we can no longer contribute,
我们就失去了功用
We lose our functions.
我们怎么样能够实行这个教统
How can we live this practically?
怎么样能够活在这样的一个教统的里面
How can we live in fellowship?
我们主日聚集在一起我们有教统
Sunday when we get together we have fellowship
但是这个教统是不完全
But this fellowship is not complete
我们不能够靠主日早上这一点的时间来交通。
We cannot just rely upon the short period of time on Sunday morning to have fellowship.
我们的交通也不能够只是限制在主日早上我们的敬拜。
Our fellowship cannot be limited just to the fellowship time, the worship time on Sunday morning.
我们的交通乃是要大到跟我们的生活一样。
Our fellowship should be as great as our life.
我们生活的有多广，我们的交通就应该有多广。
How broad is our life? That's how our fellowship should be.
弟兄姊妹，有没有什么弟兄是住在你家附近
？One sister, are there any brother sister living close to you?
如果有这样的弟兄姊妹住在你家附近
，If such brother sister live close to you.
这是神的一个祝福。
This is a blessing from God.
我们要认识这件事。
We need to know this.
一个弟兄住在你家的附近。
A brother lives close to you.
这不是偶然的。
It is not coincidence.
这绝对不是偶然的。
It's never coincidence.
这乃是神所安排的。
It is because God has planned it.
如果有一个弟兄住在你家的附近。
If a brother lives close to you.
只是给你一个交通的机会。
It gives you an opportunity for fellowship.
或许也许礼拜六的早上你们可以在一起读点圣经。
Maybe Saturday morning you can get together to read some Bible.
这是另外的一种交通。
This is another way to fellowship.
或许有一天天气很好像我们弟兄说的。
Maybe one day is a good weather like our brother had mentioned.
你想去 Galveston.
You want to go to Galveston.
为什么不请一个弟兄跟你一起去
Why don't you invite another brother along?
找弟兄姊妹跟你一块去。
Find another brother or sister to go with you.
我们的交通范围不只是现在好像属灵的事一样。
Our fellowship should not just be limited to these spiritual things.
我们不能够聚会的时候我们是跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
We cannot just have fellowship, have meetings with brothers and sisters.
但是呢到 Galveston 呢我有一些朋友是跟我去 Galveston。
And then have another group of friends that will go to Galveston with me.
这个不是交通
That's not fellowship.
这个交通的范围太狭窄
that fellowship is too limited.
有个弟兄喜欢钓鱼。
There's a brother who likes fishing.
我就劝他说。
And I encouraged him.
我说钓鱼的时候啊，最好不要自己去。
I said, when you go fishing, don't go alone.
钓鱼嘛，要找个弟兄去。
When you go fishing, find another brother.
因为在你钓鱼的时候呢，没有别的事做，只好交通。
Because when you're fishing, you have nothing else to do but to have time to fellowship.
这实在让我们看见我们的交通不是限制在礼拜天早上。
So you see, our fellowship is not limited to Sunday morning.
我不能够一一的述说怎么样你们可以交通。
I cannot give you advice one by one on how to have fellowship.
但是我可以。告诉你一件事。
But I can tell you one thing.
如果你有一个弟弟。
If you have a younger brother.
或者你有一个哥哥。
Or you have an older brother.
或者你有一个姐姐。
Or you have an older sister.
或者你有一个妹妹。
Or a younger sister.
她住在休斯顿。
That lives in Houston.
你会怎么样跟她交通？
How will you have a fellowship with them?
你就应该怎么样跟你的弟兄姊妹交通？
Then that's how you should have fellowship with your brother and sister in Christ.
如果你有一个兄弟姊妹住在休斯顿。
If you have a brother or a brother sister live in Houston,
如果你有一天你做了很好很好吃的东西，
one day you made something that's very tasty,
你会不会请他过来一起吃？
Will you invite him over to enjoy with you?
我相信你会的。
I'm sure you will.
同样的，你也可以请一个住在你家附近的一个弟兄。
In the same way, you can invite a brother that lives close by you.
可以有一个交通。
You can have a fellowship.
当我思想到弟兄姊妹在过去三个礼拜所做的事。
When I remember all the things that a brother and sister had done for us in the past 3 weeks.
我觉得那些事就是我的兄弟所会做的事。
I know that those are things that my own brothers would do for me.
如果我的兄弟住在休斯顿的话。
If my own brother lives in Houston.
那些事就是我的兄弟会做的。
Then those are the things that they would do for me.
我的兄弟会做的事，我的弟兄姊妹也做。
The things that my own brother would do for me, was the things that brother and sister had done for me.
这是交通。
This is fellowship.
在手术以后呢，身上有一根管子。
After the operation, my wife, carried a tube in her body.
那个管子要是把腹中的一些脏的东西要排出来。
And the tube was to, pass the,to drain out some things in the body.
因为在手术以后，身体里面很多地方是不通的。
Because after the operation, many, many area in the body is not,
not clear.
Not clear.
所以那些脏的东西不能够顺利的排出去。
So many unwanted things cannot be passed out.
所以要有一根管子通出来，要排到外面去。
Therefore, they inserted a tube to help this situation.
然后过了一段时间，他们就要来看一看能不能够把这个管子拿掉。
After a while, they come and examine to see whether or not they can remove the tube.
他们先把那个管子呢口封起来。
At first, they would cap the tube.
封了几个小时以后。
They would cap it for a few hours.
然后呢，他们就来呢打一些东西进去。
Then they would inject some things into the body.
啊，这些东西呢是能够在那个超音波里面看出来的东西。
These are things that you can see through the ultrasound.
然后呢，再用那个仪器来看一下。
And then they will examine her with the ultrasound.
然后看一看那个气那个打进去的东西呢，是不是通到每个地方去。
And to see if the injected thing will travel throughout the body.
如果是通的话。
If there's no hindrance.
就把那管子给拿掉。
Then they will remove the tube.
所以这个测验是测验什么呢？
So what is this test for?
这个测验就是一个 cornea 的测验。
This is a test for cornea.
看这个身上的这个肢体是不是都通的。
To see whether or not the members can travel freely.
看哪个地方不通。
To see if there's any blockage in any area.
我想如果我们今天能够做一个属灵的这个测验是非常的好。
I thought it would be wonderful if we can do a spiritual test.
我打一些东西在聚会当中。
We inject something in the meeting.
然后看看在什么地方不通。
And then we will examine and see which way, where we had the blockage.
然后我们就把那个地方打通了。
And then we will, remove that blockage.
然后我们就有 cornea.
Then we have cornea.
今天我们没有这个测验。
Today we don't have such tests.
但是呢，我们有许许多多的小测验。
But we have many small tests.
如果今天你不通的话。
Today if there's a blockage between you and I.
如果那个不通是在你的身上的话。
And if that blockage exists on your end.
圣灵就在你的心中会向你说话。
The Holy Spirit will speak to you.
这是今天我们最好的一个测验。
This is the best test that we have today.
圣灵就在你的心里面向你说。
The Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
这个 blockage 在你的身上。
That you have a blockage in you.
这个身体，整个身体会落在危险的当中。
The whole body will fall in a dangerous position.
我们要起来解决这个问题。
We need to rise up to solve the problem.
因为我们一定要有这个交通。
Because we must have fellowship.
我们一定要有这个 koinonia.
We must have koinonia.
要不然那管子就不能拿掉。
Or else we cannot remove that tube.
那就不能出院。
Then we cannot leave the hospital.
那很问题很大。
And we are in great trouble.
感谢神，让我们看见这一件事。
Praise the Lord that He has shown this to us.
在肢体当中最重要的一件事就是交通。
The most important thing.Among the members is fellowship.
我们不能容许任何一件事存在我和弟兄的当中。
We cannot allow any blockage to exist between my brother and I.
这是第二点。
This is the second part.
第三，我们看以弗所书。
Third, let's turn to Ephesians.
第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
十五和十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him, who is the head, even Christ.From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
我们刚才讲到头一件事，就是我们是肢体。
We talked about the first thing, which is we are members.
这实在是一个根基。
This is a foundation.
第二件事，我们讲到肢体的当中要有交通。
Secondly, we share that there must be fellowship amongst the members.
第三件事，这里讲到这个肢体要靠它联络的合适。
Thirdly, we mention here that every member must be joined together in him.
这里的重点乃是靠他。
Here the emphasis is in him.
只有在他的里面。我们能够联络的合适。
Only in Christ we can be joined and fitted together.
今天我们怎么样能够彼此联络在一起？
Today how can we be fitted together?
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
只有一个道路。
There's only one path.
就是我们每一个人连于元首基督。
Every one of us must be joined with Christ.
什么叫做连于元首基督呢？
What does it mean that we need to be joined to Christ?
我想最简单的就是
The most important thing
就是我们不靠自己讲什么
That is we do not rely upon ourselves as to what to say
我们不凭自己做什么
We do not rely upon ourselves as to what to do
我们读约翰福音十二章
Let's turn to John 12
约翰福音十二章四十九节
John chapter 12 verse 49
约翰福音十二章四十九节
John chapter 12 verse 49.
因为我没有凭自己讲。
For I did not speak on my own initiative.
唯有差我来的父已经给我命令叫我说什么讲什么。
But the Father himself who sent me has given me commandment what to say and what to speak.
这里主耶稣说的这一句话。
Here Jesus said this words.
就是说他没有凭自己讲什么。
He tells us that he did not speak on his own initiative.
我们的主讲了很多的话。
Our Lord Jesus has spoke many words.
在四福音里面充满了都是主的话。
In the four Gospels, it contained a lot of his words.
虽然这里非常稀奇。
But here it's very amazing.
他说我没有凭自己讲。
He says, I did not speak on my own initiative.
这是何等奇妙的一件事。
It is so wonderful.
第八章，约翰福音第八章。
Chapter 8.
28节。
Verse 28.
所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。
Jesus therefore said, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father taught me.
主耶稣在地上做了好多好多事。
Jesus had done many things on earth.
甚至门徒说如果一一写下来的话，这世界上都容纳不了。
Even the disciples said, if I have to record them one by one, the whole world cannot contain it.
他做了这么多事，然而他说没有一件事是他自己做的。
He has done so many things, yet he said that he did not do anything on his own initiative.
这个叫做连于天上的父。
This is what it means to be connected with the Father in heaven.
今天我们怎么样能够联络在一起？
Today, how can we be fitted together?
就是我们不凭自己讲什么。
That is, we would not speak on our own initiative.
我们不凭自己做什么。
We would not do anything according to our own initiative.
我不知道你住过医院没有。
I don't know if you have lived in a hospital before.
在医院里面呢，你就会发现一件事。
In a hospital, you would discover one thing.
好像这个医院呢，都是护士在做事。
It seems like in the whole hospital, only the nurses are working.
我说这个医生很舒服的。
I said the doctors are having a very easy time.
早上呢，来看一下病人。哎，我说这护士实在很能干。
I said all the nurses are very capable.
哇，这个医院所有的事都是护士在做的。
They handle everything in the hospital.
后来又发生一件事，我的观念改变。
And then something happened which changed my concept.
我太太这个鼻子里面有一根管子。
My wife has a tube through her nose.
这个鼻子管子通到胃里面。
And the tube goes all the way into her stomach.
这让她不会吐。
So it will help her not to vomit.
有一天早上医生来看的时候呢，就说啊，到中午的时候呢，做一个测验。
One morning the doctor came and looked at her and said, we will do a test by noontime.
用一根针管吸一点东西出来。
We would extract something from her.
如果那个吸出来东西是干净的话，这个鼻管拿掉。
If everything is clear, then we will remove the tube in her nose.
所以我们那天很高兴，就等着那个中午的时间来到。
So that day we were very happy, we were waiting for that moment to come.
到中午的时候，当然是护士来，医生没有来。
At noontime, the nurses came, the doctor didn't come.
那护士来了，就拿针管一抽。
And the nurses came to extract something from
her. 我在那边一看，都是白色的。
I was there to look at it, and everything was clear.
我们非常高兴说。拔的管子可以拔掉了吧。
We're so happy, and we said we can remove the tube.
那个护士回去了一下，过来说不能拿掉。
And the nurses left and came back and said we cannot remove it.
他说医生啊，没有写那个 order.
She said because the doctor has not signed the order.
他说医生不是说过了吗？
And I asked her, I said, didn't the doctor already said that?
他说医生没有写下来。
And she said, well, the doctor didn't write it down.
所以医生没有写下来，护士不能做的。
So if the doctor didn't write anything down, the nurses cannot do it.
所以你不要看那个护士忙得不得了啊。
So don't just look at how the nurses are busy around.
那个医生要是不写那个字的话，他什么事都不能做。
If the doctor did not write anything down, the nurses cannot do anything.
每一个病人都有一个病历这么厚。
Every patient has a chart about this thick.
那上面都是医生写的字。
And it's all the writings of the doctors.
医生说要有 painkiller.
The doctor said we need to give them painkiller.
那护士就拿 painkiller.
Then the nurses will bring the medicine.
医生说要做 IV.
The doctor said we must put on IV.
那护士就用 IV.
And then the nurses will come do it.
医生没有说的事情，护士不敢做。
If the doctor did not say it, then the nurses will not do it.
虽然那个护士知道医生好像早上说过那个话。
Even though the nurses knows that the doctor seemed to have mentioned this.
但是他不敢完全的确定。
But they are not to do it.
所以他不能做。
She cannot do it.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会服侍是不是这样？
One sister, is that how we serve in the church?
我们在教会里面，我们好像很忙很忙。
In the church, it seems that we are very busy.
很多人做很多的事。
Many people doing many things.
但是有一天，如果主没有说的话
But one day, if the Lord didn't say it,
我们会不会像那个护士说，我就不能做？
Are we going to be like a nurse that said, I cannot do it?
还是我们照样做？
Or we just do it anyway?
如果是那样的话，我们就没有连于 元首基督。
If that was the case, then we are not connected with the head.
所以那天那个护士说他在打个电话给医生。
That day, the nurse said, I will make a phone call to the doctor.
他再打个电话给医生。
So she called the doctor.
告诉他这个测验做好了。
And told the doctor that the test has been done.
然后那个医生说啊你现在把鼻管拿给。
And the doctor told her, now you can remove the tube.
然后这个护士才来按照医生所做的把鼻管。
Then the nurses will come to do according to what the doctor has said.
弟兄姊妹这个叫做连于元首基督。
But sister, this is what it means to be connected to the head, Christ.
我们怎么样实行这一件事?
How do we practice this?
我们怎么样让这一件事情在我们的生活里面是一个实际?
How do we let this become a reality in our life?
我们需要从小的事情上开始练习。
We need to start practice from the small things.
如果有一天我们找工作,
If one day we're looking for a job,
我们有三个 job offers.
And we have received 3 job offers.
那这个时候当你在决定这件事的时候
Now you have to make a decision.
这个元首的话有没有对你有影响力
Will the words of the head have any influence in your decision?
当你在考虑要接受哪一个工作的时候
When you're considering which job to take,
你考虑的那个因素包括哪些?
What are the elements of your considerations?
除了这世界上的人所考虑的那些因素以外
Besides all the elements which the people of this world will consider
你有没有比他们更多一点?
Do you have one more that you need to consider?
如果我们考虑的因素跟这个世界上的人是一样的话
If our elements of consideration is the same as the people of this world
那我们就没有连于元首基督
Then we are not connected to the head.
如果我们当中有儿女要读大学
If we have children that are going to college
啊，有三个学校要接受他
There are 3 schools that are ready to take them
我们在做这个考虑的时候
When we are making the decision
有哪一些因素在我们考虑的范围里面
What are the elements of your considerations
这个元首的话有没有对你有影响力
Will the words of the head influence you?
还是你的决定不过是按照世界上一般人所考虑的那些因素。
Or your elements of consideration is the same as the people of this world.
我认识有一个弟兄。
I know a brother.
他有一个儿子要读大学。
He has a son that's ready to go to college.
他要决定要让他的儿子或去哪一个大学读书的时候。
When he was making a decision as to which school to send his son.
有一件事他考虑非常的重要。
And one thing was very important to his decision.
就是他的儿子去到那个城市以后能不能够有个地方可以聚会。
That is, if his son goes to that city, would he find a place to fellowship?
这一件事对你我是不是重要?
Is that also important to you?
还是我们认为这件事情不重要?
Or we think that's not so important.
对学校好是重要。
The most important thing will be if the school is good or not.
最重要是哪里有奖学金最重要。
Or the scholarship is the most important decision factor.
我们需要连于元首基督。
We need to be joined to the head.
我们不凭着自己说什么。
We should not speak on our own initiative.
我们也不凭着自己做什么。
We will not do anything according to our initiative.
我们都知道在以色列的历史上有一段很黑暗的时间。
We know that in the history of the Israelites, there is a dark period of time.
那一段时间叫做士师的时代。
That is called the times of the judges.
在士师记最后一章最后一节。
In the last chapter of the book of Judges.
那里有一句话。
And there is a phrase.
他说那个时候以色列个人任意而行。
Says at that time all the Israelites do according to their will.
弟兄姊妹，那一句话就描写一个时代。
One sister, that verse described that time.
那一句话就说明了那个时代。
That verse explained to us about that time.
那是一个时代，以色列的百姓 个人任意而行。
That's the time when the people do according to their own heart.
想去哪里就去哪里。
They will go wherever they want to go.
想说什么就说什么。
They will say whatever they want to say.
想做什么就做什么。
They do whatever they want to do.
他们没有考虑神的心意。
They do not consider God's will.
他们做他们眼中看为好的事。
They do everything that seems best in their eyes.
更可怕的，他们做这个世人眼中看为好的事。
And most severely, they do whatever it seems best to the people of this world.
这叫做任意而行。
This is doing according to their own will.
这就没有连于元首基督。
And they were not joined to the head, Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习这一件事。
But sister, we need to learn this.
连于元首基督。
We need to learn to be joined to the head, the Christ.
我们要从小的事情开始学习。
And we need to start by doing from small things.
我们每一个人工作的人都有假期。
Every one of us who works have vacation times.
至少也有两个礼拜。
You have at least 2 weeks of vacations.
你每年是怎么样使用你的两个礼拜的假期？
How do you use your 2 weeks vacation time every year?
你有没有到神的面前来寻求他的意思？
Have you come before the Lord and ask him?
主，我应该怎么样来用今年两个礼拜的假期？
Lord, how should I use my 2 weeks vacation this year?
还是你按你自己的意思而行？
Or you do according to your own heart.
我看什么样是好，我就怎么样去做。
Whatever seems good to me, I will do.
我们有孩子的人。
For those of us who have children.
每一年暑假，是一个很长的时间。
Every summer is a long time for us.
我们要为孩子安排一些时间。
And we need to plan things for the children.
这一件事有没有带到主的面前？
Have you bring this to the Lord?
这今年的暑假要我怎么样来安排我孩子的时间？
This summer, how should I arrange the time for my children?
你的意思是怎样？
What is your will, Lord?
我应当怎么做？
What should I do?
还是我们任意而行？
Or we just do according to our heart.
我们喜欢怎么做就怎么做。
Whatever we like to do, we will do it.
我想弟兄姊妹能够知道我所要说的。
I think one sister can understand what I'm saying.
我们生活里面有许许多多的事情。
There are many things in our life.
我们都可以带到神的面前。
And we can bring them all to the Lord.
我们向神询问。
We can ask him.
这一件事该怎么做？
How should I do this?
那一件事该怎么做？
How should I do that thing?
这一件事我该怎么讲？
How should I talk about this?
这叫做连于元首基督。
This is what it means to be joined to the Christ, to Christ.
第四点，以弗所书第一章。
Fourthly, Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十九节二十节。
Verses 19 to 20.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
这里面讲到在基督的身上有运行的一个大能大力。
And here it talks about the working of the strength of his might in Christ.
这个能力是何等的浩大。
And this strength is mighty.
这个能力呢是在基督的身上。
And the strength is in Christ.
而基督的身体就是教会。
And the body of Christ is the church.
所以这个能力就在教会的里面。
Therefore this strength is in church.
教会是那充满万有者的丰满。
And the church is one that contains the fullness of the Almighty.
如果这个肢体 如果这个身体
If this body
它里面的肢体当中没有什么交通的问题。
And there's no problem about fellowship between all the members.
如果这个身体的每一个肢体都是连于元首基督。
And every member of this body is joined with the head, Christ.
我们就要看见神的大能大力彰显出来。
Then we will see the workings of the strength of his might.
不管在外表我们看的是怎么样。
No matter what we see from the outside.
这个大能，这个大力乃在这个身体的里面。
His strength and his might is in his body.
当我姊妹从手术台里面退出来以后。
When my wife was pushed out from the operating room.
那个时候呢，她只能做一件事。
That time she can only do one thing.
就只能把眼睛张开。
She can only open her eyes.
眼睛张开，然后呢，闭起来，其他事都不能做。
And she can only open or shut her eyes, and she cannot do anything else.
那个是她有多软弱的那个程度。
That's how weak she was.
手不能动。
She cannot move her hands.
脚也不能动。
She cannot move her feet.
眼睛眼皮可以动一下。
She can just move her eyelids.
虽然是这么样软弱。
Even though she was so weak.
但是我们里面是有盼望。
But we have a hope in our heart.
因为那个问题已经解决了。
Because we have already resolved the problem.
那个不能交通的难处已经解决了。
And that blockage of fellowship has been removed.
在短短的六天当中。
In the short period of 6 days.
从这样软弱的一个光景。
From such weak condition.
到可以出院。
To the time that she was discharged.
为什么呢？是因为这个身体的里面没有问题。
Why? It's because the problem has been removed.
如果这个问题已经除去了。
If the problem is removed.
不管我们当时的光景是如何。
No matter what condition we are in.
我们知道有一个大能大力在这个里面。
We know that there is great might within.
这个大能大力一运行起来。
And when the strength is working in us.
在六天之内就能够有很大的改变。
In 6 days, there will be great changes.
如果这个问题没有解决。
If the problem has not been resolved,
如果没有 把那个问题解决了以前
and before resolving the problem,
六天只能让她越来越坏
and 6 days can only cause her to be weakened.
但是因为这个问题已经解决了
but because the problem has been removed,
所以我们就相信这个身体里面那个大能大力就可以运行
and then the great strength and might in her body can move.
我们来思想教会。
Let's consider the church.
我们来思想教会是基督的身体。
Let's consider that church is the body of Christ.
这个身体在这个历史上好多次受到迫害。
In history, we see that this body has been persecuted many times.
每一次迫害就好像动了一个手术一样。
Every time it's been persecuted, it's as if it has gone through a great operation.
好像这个身体被划了一刀。
It seems that the body has been cut.
然后身体就倒下来了。
And then the body fell down.
我们从使徒行传里面就看见。
We can see this even from the book of Acts.
教会在耶路撒冷被逼迫。
The church was being persecuted in Jerusalem.
好像仇敌就在教会身上划了一刀。
It seems like the enemy has stabbed the body.
教会就倒下来了。
The body fell down.
到时候就软弱起来了。
And it became weakened.
但是那一个刀乃是有神的智慧。
But that knife cut comes with the wisdom of God.
那一刀就把这个犹太教割去了。
That knife cut had cut away the Jewish tradition.
那一刀就把这个犹太教从基督教里面割掉了。
It has removed Judaism from the Christianity.
所以当时虽然那个身体非常的软弱。
Although at that time the body is weak.
但是你知道这个问题已经除掉。
But you know that the problem has been removed.
就很短的时间教会又站起来。
In a very short period of time, the church prospered.
比从前更坚强。
It was stronger than before.
教会的历史上不断发生这样的事。
And the church history will continue to see this happen.
当基督的身体出了问题。
When the body of Christ had problems.
神就容许这个教会受到迫害。
God allowed these persecutions to come.
这些迫害不过是把那个难处除去了。
And these persecutions are just to remove the problems.
教会暂时出现非常软弱的光景。
And for a temporary time, the church will be in a weak condition.
但是很快的。
But quickly.
基督的大能大力就要运行在教会的里面。
The great strength and might of Christ will work in the church.
教会就要重新被神所恢复。
And the church will be regenerated.
甚至我们也可以说，在中国的见证也是这样。
This also holds true in a testimony in China.
神在中国兴起了一个见证。
God has raised a testimony in China.
非常荣耀的一个见证。
A very glorious testimony.
但是这个见证里面有难处。
But there is problem in that testimony.
所以神容许他们受到逼迫。
Therefore, God allowed them to go through persecution.
这个逼迫下面，这个身体倒下来了。
After persecution, the body fell.
不过是暂时的。
But it's only temporary.
等到这个难处被除去了以后。
After the problem has been removed.
这个身体比从前更强壮。
The body is stronger than before.
我碰到有一些弟兄。
I met some brothers.
这些弟兄是爱主的弟兄。
These are brothers who love the Lord.
这些弟兄何等爱主。
They truly love the Lord.
但是一讲到教会，他们就难过。
But when you mention about church, they are sorrowful.
他们觉得教会是何等的软弱。
They grieve for the weak condition of the church.
但是我们要受到鼓舞。
But we need to be encouraged.
如果我们所有的这个神身上的肢体当中没有交通的问题。
If there is no problem of fellowship among all the members.
如果我们都能够连于元首基督。
If we can all be jointed to Christ.
不论我们现在的光景如何。
No matter what conditions we are in now.
不管我们有多软弱。
No matter how weak we are.
基督的大能大力可以在我们的身上工作。
The strength of his might will work in us.
很短的时间之内。
In a very short period of time.
这个身体就要被神恢复起来。
And the body will be revived.
我们感谢神，这个大能大力是何等的荣耀。
We praise the Lord because how glorious is his strength and his might.
今天不是靠一个人能够把教会恢复起来。
Today it does not depend on an individual to revive the church.
今天我们所能做的。
Today all we can do.
就是我们个人要连于元首基督。
Is that every one of us must be joined to Christ.
我们每一个人需要重视与这身体的交通的问题。
Every one of us need to emphasize on the fellowship between the members.
其他的主自己会做。
The rest God will take care of himself.
我们实在是感谢神。
I truly thank the Lord.
当我们唱那首诗歌的时候，他说有一个圣手要来遮蔽我。
When we sang the hymn earlier, it says there is a hand that covers us.
这一个身体是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
当这个基督的身体有软弱的时候。
When the body is weak, in weakness.
乃是他的圣手来遮蔽。
It is his hand that covers us.
他的圣手来扶持。
It is his hand that supports us.
我实在觉得在过去三个礼拜的里面，好像我们被神所隐藏起来。
I truly felt that in the past 3 weeks, he had hide us.
让我们经过这样的一件事。
Let us experience such thing.
里面却是何等的安息。
With great peace in our heart.
我就想到那个但以理有三个朋友。
I remember that Daniel has 3 friends.
他们被丢在那个火窑的里面。
When they were being thrown into the fiery furnace.
他们出来的以后身上好像没有那个烧过的气息。
And as they come out from the furnace, there is no smell of a fire.
为什么能够在火窑的里面而没有被烧着的气息？
How can they be in the furnace, yet they do not smell of any fire?
因为他们被神的圣手所遮盖了。
Because they are covered by God's hand.
他们是住在全能者的荫下。
They dwell under the shadow of the Almighty.
他们乃是在磐石的穴中。
They live in a cleft of the rock.
当神这样把他们伏蔽起来以后，
When God has hide them this way,
他们身上没有任何的味道。
You do not smell fire from them.
弟兄姊妹，这是神来对待我们的方法。
But and sister, this is how God treats us.
这是在基督身上每一个肢体所享受的福气。
Every member in Christ can enjoy such blessing.
他不但隐藏我们，
He will hide us.
他遮蔽我们，
He will cover us.
在那个磐石的穴中。
In the cleft of the rock.
就是在基督的里面。
That's in Christ.
我们何等有福。
We are so blessed.
实在感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
把我们摆在这个身体的里面。
That he has placed us in this body.
盼望我们在往后的日子的里面。
We hope that in the days to come.
我们珍惜我们在基督身体上的一个地位。
We will treasure our position in his body.
我们承认我们是他身上的肢体。
We confess that we are a member of his body.
这是我的杯，这是我的份。
This is my cup, this is my portion.
在佳美之处。
And it's in the beautiful boundaries.
我们承认我们需要这个身体。
We confess that we need this body.
我们需要与这个身体有交通。
We need to have fellowship with this body.
我需要从这个身体得到供应。
We need to receive provisions from this body.
我也要供应这个身体。
We also need to contribute to this body.
我们需要重新回到神的面前。
We need to return to the Lord.
承认我们是一般人，凭着自己任意而行。
We confess to him that we are people that do things according to our own will.
我们需要连于元首基督。
And we need to be joined to the head.
不凭自己做什么。
We will not speak on our own initiative.
也不凭自己做什么。
We will not do things according to our own initiative.
如果我们是一般这样的人。
If we are such people,
神要在我们当中显出他的大能大力。
God will show his great strength and his might.
让他的身体成为地上荣耀的见证。
May his body becomes the glorious testimony on earth.
主祝福他的话。
May God bless his words.